enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of season 2 of the Nina Blanco podcast. This podcast is coming out on a Friday. You know what that means. We gotta do it. And you might want to turn down the volume for this one. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! And just for fun, we gotta play the Breakfast Burrito song. I love this thing. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. Make sure to grab that breakfast burrito. Treat yourself because you made it through another work week. It's a Friday, so why not? Go and do it. Looks like with my new work schedule, I told you I was going to try to get on a better schedule with the podcast to make sure that it does come out weekly. And it's looking like it's just going to have to happen on Fridays, which I'm totally good with. And, you know, that gives us the excuse to play the Breakfast Burrito song every Friday to wish you a happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. So it all works out. I also have to talk about the Galentine's fundraiser that I have been doing. So the donations, I'm recording this a little bit early, but on Friday, that's pretty much when I'm going to close the donations because Friday I am going to go shopping for all of these baskets to put together a bunch of stuff. I'm talking first aid. I'm talking just like general stuff that you use every day, you know, shampoo, conditioner, soaps, hairbrushes, stuff like that. And then I'm also trying to get some feminine hygiene products in these baskets. You know that that's definitely needed and sometimes expensive and hard to come by. And then on top of that, I want to throw in some cute Valentine's Day stuff here and there, maybe some chocolates, maybe some stickers and stuff like that, that these women at the Volunteers of America Irving Street Women's Residence, they can enjoy and they can feel special, and it's for them. So thank you so much for going through this with me on year 2 of the Galentine's fundraiser that I've been doing. It's just so awesome that we've been able to do this and that I have been able to do this a second year. Hopefully we can do it a third year. One of these days, I really will think about that nonprofit stuff. It's intimidating. It's a little bit intimidating, I'm not going to lie, to create my own nonprofit. But if you know anyone who does have a nonprofit, I would love to pick their brain, find out some details about it, because that is something, especially if we're going to keep up this Galentine's fundraiser year after year, that's something eventually that I'm thinking I'm going to need to do. So if you know someone who works with nonprofits, who has their own nonprofit, I would love to talk to them. Please let me know who that might be so I could reach out. You can just send me a DM on Instagram at the Nina Blanco. But yes, donations, I know as of right now, over $1,000, which is so great. Last year we raised hella money. We raised over like $1,600, which that was incredible. But being able to raise over $1,000 in the second year that we're doing this, that's so great, you guys. So I'm going to get together these baskets over the weekend. And then next Friday, when the next episode comes out, I'll show you what the basket looks like and what is included and how it went when I dropped them off. And I'm going to drop them off on Galentine's Day, Monday, February 13th, which is coming up here in just a couple of days. Hopefully you're ready for Galentine's Day if you're celebrating, or Valentine's Day if you're celebrating, or if you're not celebrating any of those, then drink some wine at home, boo-boo. Treat yourself with that. Why not? One thing I do want to talk about in the last episode of the podcast. I talked about TV, and I talked about the fact that my mom was on Wheel of Fortune in 2005, which is so cool. And my mother was like, I have to find the footage. She has a DVD somewhere in her house with the entire episode of the Wheel of Fortune episode that she was in, and this woman found it. She sends me a text message, of course, after I recorded last week's podcast, but she sends me a message saying that she found it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, the next time I see you, I want to try to rip that DVD. We'll put it on, you know, a digital form. We'll get it up on YouTube. That way we at least always have it there in case anything happens to the DVD. So we'll get on that eventually. She's going to come visit me here in Denver in May. So hopefully we can get that done then. But I was like, I don't want to wait all the way till May to like see clips and stuff. And so my mom is infamous for recording her TV and posting stuff like on Facebook and stuff. She does it all the time. But she recorded on her TV, on her iPhone 7, I think that she has. So it's a little blurry, but she recorded some of the clips for me. And I appreciate that. And so I'm going to show you here on the podcast, because why not? We talked about it last week. I don't want to wait till May. I don't want you to wait till May. We don't got time for that. Let's do it now. So here's some of these clips. Let's look at Norma's intro.
Norma Blanco Grigonis is with us.
She's
Crystal
so
Lake, Illinois,
cute.
A real estate professional that says
that's
you're on
right.
The car.
Yes.
And a professional wife and mother as well.
Yes. We have 5 children and 4 grandchildren.
Uh-huh. You hang out at the kids' sporting events?
We love watching our daughter's softball games. This summer, our grandkids will all be playing baseball, yeah. T-ball. And we love going to the beach, love being outdoors.
Yeah. Well, you carry your grandmotherhood very nicely.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
You carry your grandmotherhood very nicely. Did Pat say Jack just call my mom a hot grandma? He might have just called my mom a hot grandma. I mean, that was like the nicest way that he could have possibly said it, right? But yeah, that was my mom's little intro. And remember, I told you in last week's episode about when she was on Wheel of Fortune that wheel, man, I don't know if it's rigged or what. She just wasn't having a good time with that wheel. She kept spinning, lose a turn, bankrupt. So, I mean, it was just crazy that it kept happening like that. And finally, here's a clip of the infamous messing with glowing colors puzzle. Here you go.
L, 2 L's. Phrase. No.
C?
There is a C.
Still
time, but it's gone now.
G.
Oh, I know. You didn't mean to say it, but it's up there. Dan, a letter.
P.
Yeah, P. Let it come out, then Dan will move out and tell us what we have there.
Yeah, flying.
Passing with flying colors.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Nina's gonna kill me. I should have held on.
That's my mom talking in the background, because again, she just recorded this while watching it on her TV. She said, Nina's gonna kill me. Yeah, yeah, she already knew it. But, you know, it's been a while since I've seen this episode. And after seeing that clip again, I'm gonna say, I guess I'll cut her a little bit of slack. She gets a little bit of a pass because it was a quick round. She had to like hurry up and answer before they timed her out. And yeah, she said messing with glowing colors. What's funny is because I did that episode last week and then she sent me those clips, and now I'm actually working with my buddy Dubs every single day. Our cubicles are next to each other. I asked him, I took up just like a still, okay, of the puzzle unfilled and said, okay, guess this. What do you think this puzzle is? It's a common phrase. Take a look at it. And Dub is looking at it and he's trying to figure it out. And he says, messing with
but I don't know what those last two words are. But messing with, but it's a phrase, and he was trying to go and think of it, but he couldn't think of it. And so I told him it was passing with flying colors. It's not messing with. And it's just crazy that he came up with messing with. And then my mom texted me. She showed her a couple of friends at work. Look at this puzzle. What do you think it could have been? And they all said messing with blank. And I don't know. I guess we got to cut my mom a little bit of slack. But at the same time, it's really funny to kind of mess with her. But there you have it. There are a couple of clips of my mom when she was on Wheel of Fortune in 2005. And I have to figure out how to at least get on Wheel of Fortune. But I would love to get on a couple of game shows. I actually have a friend that I knew when I lived in St. Louis. And then he moved to LA to do his thing out there. And he was working at a couple of TV shows. And he worked for a couple of game shows. And he told me I might be able to get you in. So that's exciting. There's an opportunity for me to potentially get on Wheel of Fortune. I'll have to see if he knows anyone who works on Wheel of Fortune, because at the very least, I have to get on that one. I have to get on that one and meet Pat Sajak. But a little bit of a recap on all of that on my mom's Wheel of Fortune video, because she sent it to me. I didn't want to wait. So there you go. But one of these days, I mean, she is coming in May. So hopefully I can figure out how to digitalize that DVD. But hopefully I can get it up on my YouTube page. And then you can just like watch the episode, as long as they don't take it down. But you can watch the episode for as long as it's up there, which is pretty fun. And you can play around or you can watch and play along with it. And it was cruise week. And my mom lost out on a cruise, which you'll see that in the episode one of these days once I get it up on YouTube. So I told you I have so many ideas of what I want to do a couple podcast episodes on. And one of those ideas was healing your inner child. It's a therapy thing. I still have yet to go to a therapist. I know I need it. One of these days I will. I'm really hoping with this new job. I mean, I'm ready to go, like mentally and emotionally, but in terms of like money and insurance and all of that, I'm still like, ooh, I don't know, but I'll get there. I know I will. And so the goal is maybe this year, maybe it'll finally happen, especially with this new job. And once I get myself like situated and stable financially, let me make sure I can pay my bills before I try to pay a therapist. So, but I'll get there. But healing your inner child, it has come up for me before in conversation with my cousin, who she's actually doing the work, and she is going to therapy, and she's gotten a lot out of it. And she's like, Nina, you will benefit so much from going to therapy. I just know it. And she's just so pro, go to therapy. And I'm like, yes, I want to. I promise you, I do. But something that she had talked about and something that she does and practices is healing her inner child. And I think that's just such an interesting concept, because I had never really heard about that before. And so as she was talking about it and telling me some of the things that she does, I was like, that's cool. I would love to give that a try. And she told me to, like, absolutely yes. And there's things that you can do now. And so I like Googled a little something something on 8 ways to start healing your inner child. So let's take a read. Everyone has an inner child. You might see this inner child as a direct representation of yourself in your early years, a patchwork collection of the developmental stages you've passed through, or a symbol of youthful dreams and playfulness. An awareness of your inner child can help you think back to lighter, carefree years. Being in touch with the joys of childhood can be an excellent way of dealing with challenging times. Healing your inner child can take time, but these 8 tips are a good starting point. And this article is coming from healthline.com. I don't know. I honestly just Googled it and picked one. So let's take a look at what these 8 tips are. Acknowledging your inner child. Listen to what your inner child has to say. Write a letter to your inner child. Try meditating. Journal as your inner child. Bring back the joys of childhood and leave the door open and talk to a therapist. Those are the 8 tips to healing your inner child. So I was taking a look at those tips and stuff, and I was thinking about it, and I wanted to do one of those, which is bring back the joys of childhood, which this is something that I was talking to my cousin about, in bringing back the joys of childhood, and what do you do? And for her, she collects like a bunch of, you know, the Squishmallows. She has way too many, first of all, but you know, that's what she's doing. but she just does all sorts of different little things here and there. And she's like, yeah, giving me examples of like what I could do. And while I was creating my new studio space, which I explained in the first podcast that I had switched rooms in my house on where we put our office and my studio. And as I was like recreating this studio space, I was like, hey, this is a little bit of that, of healing my inner child, bringing back the joys of childhood and doing things maybe that I wasn't allowed to do in my childhood. Because I remember, I'm going to call out my mom and my stepdad really quick, just a little bit, but this is part of it, is I remember way back when, and we lived in this tiny little red house, and it was just me and my mom and my stepdad living there. And I had a bedroom, of course. I had my bedroom, and at one point, I mean, everyone loved SpongeBob. It was kind of SpongeBob themed. I had like a SpongeBob bedspread. I had a light switch where it was a SpongeBob plate, and then the nose was the light switch that flips on and off, and it was cute. But one thing that kind of stuck out to me that I remember specifically kind of being distraught about in my childhood and decorating my bedroom is my parents never let me put up posters or anything up on my walls. And I'm not 100% sure why. I think my mom and my stepdad, they were like thinking about resale value for some reason and putting up a bunch of holes. If you thumbtack things in the wall or you hang too many things up, there's holes all over and then you have to plaster it and paint it, and they just didn't want to do it. I don't know. I guess I'm coming up with excuses for them, which is not part of the healing your inner child process, but that's the only thing that I can think of. And I had one poster. Like, I wasn't allowed to have posters and stuff up in my room. Like, I couldn't put up a Destiny's Child poster. I couldn't put up like NSYNC, Britney Spears. I was not allowed to do it. The only time that I was allowed to put up a poster in my bedroom, it was a poster of like two tigers. It was an orange tiger and like a white tiger laying together. And I loved big cats when I was younger. I was like obsessed with like lions and tigers and leopards. I just thought big cats are really, really cool. And then I also had a cat at that time too. And so I had this tiger poster, and my parents made me put it in a frame. And then only then I was able to put that poster up on my wall while it was in a frame, because it was one hole to hold the frame. And it was above my bed for years. And that was like the only thing that I was allowed to put up on my wall. I wasn't allowed to put anything else up on my wall. I didn't even bother asking, because then you have to buy a frame. And I just thought it was weird, because all of my friends had like thumbtacks just pushed into the wall, like four of them to put up the poster and whatever. And I just wasn't allowed to do that. And as I was decorating my studio, I put stuff up around. I mean, I've got the lights behind me and I have some more lights in front of me and stuff up on the walls. And I have like a little collage of like Polaroids and like pictures and stuff too. And I'm looking around my studio and I was thinking to myself, like, this is a little bit of that practice of healing your inner child, because this is my house. I get to put as many holes in the wall as I want to. I mean, the boy may not always love that, but I do, and I pay half the mortgage, so I get to do it. But I was looking around, and I was like, oh, this is really cute, and this is kind of healing my inner childhood. And I love this. And I love being able to decorate my space however I want to. The boy, I'm not going to lie, he honestly hates. He hates the lights behind me. If you're watching on YouTube, I have some more like Christmas lights and stuff in front of me. And I have this heart neon light. Like, he hates the lights. For him, he's like, it just reminds me of a college dorm room and it looks tacky and blah, 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 blah. But I'm like, you're boring. You're boring. That's so boring. Who cares? Let me do it. It's my fun studio creative space. Of course he let me do it. That wasn't an argument at all. But he's like, I just personally don't like them. And I'm like, that's okay. This is my space anyway. But looking around this room, like, I have a little vanity area for my makeup, which I really like, and I think it's really cute. I have my Breakfast Burrito Friday poster in front of me, or my painting that I did. I have all of my lights around me. And then as I was thinking about this, and I thought about that childhood thing and not being allowed to have posters on my wall, I was like, I'm going to put posters up in my studio space. 100%. Hell yeah. So that's something that I want to do. I want to see if I can get, obviously, a Beyonce poster, but maybe like a throwback Destiny's Child poster. I listened to a lot of Destiny's Child. I was an NSYNC fan over Backstreet Boys. I mean, I like the Backstreet Boys too, but I was more of an NSYNC fan. So maybe I'll try to find one of those. I know they're not like currently made anymore, but we'll see how expensive it is, and we'll see if I can find them. But I want to put a couple posters up around here. The boy is going to hate it. He's going to hate it. But I really, really want to. And again, it's part of that healing your inner child and bringing back the joys of childhood. And that was something that I was not allowed to do. But now as an adult, I'm going to feed that. I'm going to do that because I want to. And I can. So that's something that I'm going to do. And I definitely encourage you to do that as well. You know, even if it's your cubicle at the office, create a little corner that is like your happy corner. When you're stressed out at work, you're stressed out with life, don't even want to deal with anything, you kind of just look over at it and it might bring you a little spark of happiness. And that's what it's all about, right? So I encourage you to try that. I encourage you to do it. I am going to be on the lookout for posters, but there are a couple other things from my childhood that I want to share with you. So my parents are getting ready to sell their house in Illinois. I'm so excited for them, to be honest. I'm so excited for them. They bought a retirement home in Tennessee. They don't live there full time yet. My stepdad's retired. My mom is on the verge of retirement. She could really retire anytime she wants to, but they're just waiting for, I don't know, family stuff, kids to grow up and, you know, get out of the house and stuff like that. Make sure everyone's situated and settled before they leave for good for retirement down in Tennessee. They're finally at that level. They're finally there and they're getting ready to sell the house that I lived in like throughout all of my high school years and up until now. Well, I didn't live there till now, but you know what I mean? They still live there and they're getting ready to sell it. So they're going through a bunch of stuff and my mom, they have a pretty big like kind of storage area and she's going through all these boxes and stuff like that. And she has like a childhood box for me. I don't have the entire box. I need to look through it. I honestly don't even know what's in it, but I have to get my hands on that box for sure. But I did take a couple things home the last time that I was there. So I talked about this last year on the podcast that I was able to bring my Selena doll home. I took it back from my mom. I almost said stole it, but I took it back from my mom. So this Selena doll, we'll go over the story again because her hair is all jacked up and there is a reason for it. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. There's a reason for that. So this Selena doll, this was after Selena had passed away. And I think it was in like maybe 1996, 1997, around that time. I had gone down with my mom on a trip to Texas to see some family. And then we went to Mexico to see my grandparents. But while we were in Texas, we took a little pit stop to Corpus Christi so that we could go to the Selena Museum, to go to her salon, and to go to the boutique where I got this doll. And they were selling this doll. It says Selena the doll, the original limited edition. And it's all beat up now because it was in my mom's like closet for years and years and years. Oh, here's the back in case you're watching on YouTube and you want to see it. But it was in my mom's closet for years and years and years, just there. Obviously didn't take the best care of it, but it was just sitting there and my mom wasn't doing anything with it. And technically she bought it for me when we went to the boutique. And I thought, ooh, I'm going to be able to play with this. I'm so excited because I loved Barbies. And my mom was like, no, that's a collector's item. One day it's going to be worth a lot of money. You cannot open it. You cannot play with it. And I'm like, why didn't we buy two then? Goddamn. Anyway, because I wanted to play with one. But because I wanted to play with this doll so bad, I would take it and I was not allowed to take it out of the packaging. And I noticed that the lip at the top here where the cardboard meets the plastic was coming up a little. So I wanted so badly to play with this fucking doll. I kind of ripped it a little and I opened it up at the top without opening the entire package just so I could like feel the doll. And I would like play with her hair through this tiny little slit here. And it's so pathetic. It really is. And then I started like playing with her hair, and then her hair started getting all messed up. And then again, just being in a closet for years, like moving around and stuff. It just got all janky, all messed up, but that's what it is. And I still, to this day, haven't opened it, but I'm glad that I finally have it. I told my mom, Mom, this is not going to be worth anything. We Googled it a couple years ago. It was worth like $20 on eBay or something like that. And I'm like, I'm taking this. You're not going to be able to resell this for anything. I'm taking this. This was supposed to be mine anyway. I was never allowed to play with it as a kid. I'm taking this to my house. I'm keeping it. So I have my Selena doll. Another thing that I have, I, on my most recent trip back home, in the last couple of months, I've been meaning to bring this home for honestly years, but I kept forgetting about it because it was just kind of in the basement in the corner on a shelf, and I kept forgetting about it. But I brought back this stuffed animal that I've had probably since I was like 4 or 5 years old, I want to say. Maybe even younger, honestly. But I loved the movie Pocahontas when I was growing up. And everyone called me Pocahontas because of my long dark hair and complexion and everything. And I kind of look like her. And so I love that movie a lot. And I loved Miko. I just thought he was really funny. He was the raccoon in that movie. One of the characters, he was her little sidekick, and I loved Miko, and I got this Miko doll at like the Disney store, which that was a privilege to go to the Disney store and buy anything because, you know, it was expensive at the mall. But I got this Miko doll, and I've had it, and I always slept with it. I remember sleeping with it like through middle school, and then after middle school, I was like, maybe I shouldn't sleep with this anymore, but I still had it. And so I finally brought this Miko doll home from my parents' house. He actually had some mold on him. We had to wash him. We washed him in the washer and dryer, and luckily he's okay, but he had some like mold growing on him, and I was like, Miko, no! But he used to have this thing where you would squeeze in the middle in his belly, and he would make little, I don't know, raccoon noises, I guess. I don't know, but it's broken. That's okay. So there's just hard plastic in his stomach, and that's all right. But I finally brought home Miko, and Miko sits in front of my computer on the corner all day, and he's a part of my studio now. And then I have Selena too. She's up in my room too, and she's there. So I have these toys from my childhood. And another thing that I talked about with my cousin about healing your inner child and something that you can do and practice is we were out at thrift stores. She and I were shopping at thrift stores. I can't remember if it was in Denver or if it was in Arizona, in Phoenix where she lives. I can't remember. That's besides the point. We were out shopping, and we love thrift shopping together, so we were thrift shopping, and I saw this Pocahontas storybook, and I was like, oh my gosh, look at this Pocahontas book. I was like, that's so cool. I wonder if I even had this when I was younger. I feel like maybe I did, and it's part of a big golden book collection. I feel like I remember that. I remember that. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this book is amazing. I love it, love it, love it. And I open up the pages and there's some like scribbles and stuff, unfortunately. Obviously a kid owned this before, but they took a pen and kind of scribbled all over the pages here and there. But my cousin was telling me, like, it's okay if it's scribbled on and stuff. If this is a book that you like, you should totally take it. She's like, one of the things I talked to my therapist about in healing your inner child is to take an old storybook or something like that, and you can make a scrapbook. And maybe the scrapbook pages are something that you're feeling right now. Maybe a scrapbook page is dedicated to your childhood, to your dreams, to goals that you have fulfilled, to goals that you want to fulfill, and you can kind of create stuff around the pages. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. So I bought the book. Obviously, I have it here with me. I've not created a scrapbook inside of it because I don't know. I know it's already kind of destroyed and it has pen kind of scribbled all over it here and there, but I just don't want to cover it up. I love it, and I love all the different scenes, and it's from the movie, all these different scenes and the same characters. And yeah, it's from the same, you know, plot line and everything from the movie, but I'm not ready to cover over it yet. And I think that's what it is. I'm not ready yet. But one of these days, I absolutely will. So since then, I have been collecting like stickers and things that just make me a little bit happy to kind of gain inspiration. And then I put those stickers in the book. And one day I will be ready to use them and actually cover up the pages. But that's another practice that you can do for healing your inner child. And one day I will do it. I'm just not ready to cover up the pages just yet. But I still think it's a great idea. And I want to use this book in the future. So since I wanted to talk about healing your inner child on this podcast, because my room kind of inspired me, my podcast studio inspired me to talk about that, I decided, why not do something to actually exercise healing my inner child? And I thought about it. And my mom is going to be pissed. Norma, I think she might be angry at me after I do this. But I think I want to do it. I think here on the podcast, I want to open up my Selena doll. I want to open it. It still has never been opened, taken out of the package. I mean, like I said, I Googled it a couple years ago and it was only being sold for like $20 online. I mean, there's no way. There's no way it's like anything more than that. Let me check. I feel like we should check. Oh my gosh. Oh no. I'm looking on eBay. This is saying these were 1996 dolls. So it had to have been 1996 when we went to the boutique in Corpus Christi and we bought this doll in 1996. They're no longer being sold for just $20. They're being sold, this one says $240. Oh my gosh, $277, $210, $150. Oh, no, I want to open it. Hold on. There's a couple of Selena dolls out of the packaging. These are like pristine packaging. But there's one here, a Selena doll that's taken out of the package, no box, trying to be sold for $185 on eBay. That's ridiculous. But I don't think I'm going to let that stop me. Because look at the, it's already, she's busted, all right? She's busted right now. Her hair is a mess. This packaging is all sorts of torn up. I'm going to do it because I'm not going to sell it. Let's be realistic. I'm not going to sell this doll ever. This is my freaking doll and I finally have it in my possession. I'm going to do it. I'm going to open it. I'm never going to sell it anyway. I'm literally going to have this for the rest of my life. I'm not going to sell it ever. The packaging's already destroyed. I'll keep the packaging, but I'm going to open it. I'm going to take her out. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. My mom's going to be so mad. Sorry, Mom. Okay, we're opening it. I'm so excited. I might cry. Like, I'm on the verge of tears right now. I'm so excited. Okay, I'm going to try to be careful. Oh my God, I'm literally crying right now. Stop. Oh, the glue. I'm trying to be careful. Not really working, but... My mom is going to be angry. I did it. I opened the first flap, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm actually going to cry. Stop. Come on. Come out. Oh, no. Oh, there's a piece of cardboard at the bottom sticking through the broken plastic. So it's not wanting to come out. Hold on. This ain't going to stop me. We're opening this damn doll now. Come on. I got it. Oh my gosh. My mom's going to be so mad at me, but I don't care. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. I'm going to take her off this. You normally have like twist ties. Yep, twist ties in the back. Let's see what we can do. I want to brush her hair so bad. I'll keep this stuff. Maybe I can put her back. And take, look, her hair. It's coming out of this plastic thing. Oh, that felt so good. Oh. I'm gonna cry. Is this what healing your inner child feels like? Oh my God, I'm crying. Oh, I did not expect to cry. Why am I crying? That's so weird. I guess this is what therapy is like. I'm taking out the brush. I want to brush her hair. I'm like shaking right now too. Oh my gosh. I have like whole real tears falling down my face right now. I got her brush out. Look at the brush. It's a heart shape and on the back it is holographic. It says Selena. Oh my gosh, I'm crying. Okay, I'm going to brush her hair. Her hair is so messed up. Oh my goodness. She already looks so much better. Honey, you needed this. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to have to look up like Barbie videos because I don't want to mess her up, but her hair's like crinkled from staying all messed up all those years. Whew, crying more. Stop. She looks so much better. Her nose is dirty from me like pushing on the plastic and the plastic hitting her nose. Oh my God, I love it. I love this so much. I don't want to keep crying. Okay, here's what she looks like. Her hair is so much better. She's holding a microphone. And it comes with shoes. I need to put her shoes on. She's barefoot right now, covered in tape. And this tape is how old? Jesus. There we go. Got her shoes. She's got silver shoes. Oh my God, I'm crying again. Does it matter which foot? Yeah, it does. Okay, we got it. We put her shoes on. This is a Cinderella moment right now. Putting her shoes on. They're a perfect fit. Get your other shoe on, girlfriend. Ugh, I love it. I love her. I did it. I opened. Look, from the shoes, the silver shoes. Oh my gosh. This makes me so freaking happy. I think maybe I won't water down her hair. Because it looks okay now. I think I'm going to keep her hair a little crinkly, a little bit messed up, because it'll remind me of all the years that I was not allowed to open this doll. She has hoop earrings. She has her earrings match her shoes. Of course she does. We love a coordinated queen. She's holding a microphone. Oh, that microphone's being held on by some rubber bands and stuff. We'll leave that. I think that microphone, like, has to stay in her hand. Has to. I need to get a Barbie stand. That's a thing, right? I need to get a Barbie stand. I'll keep this box. Try not to do any more damage to it. But I'm so happy that I opened this doll. I can't believe. Oh, her butt is not nearly big enough. That's like my ass. That's a flat ass right there. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Yeah, and her whole outfit, it kind of like Velcros, but we're not. We're leaving all of this on. Oh my gosh. Wait, does her jacket come off? Because that was a thing, right? Her jacket totally comes off. Because in the original performance, what is that, the Astrodome, when she wore this outfit, she started with a jacket on, which she has on here, and then she took it off eventually, and the jacket does come off separately, and then it has the crisscross underneath. If you're watching on YouTube, let me just lift it so I can show you. There you go. And then it has the crisscross underneath, and then you could take this jacket off. But we're leaving it on. Oh my gosh. What a great exercise. This was good. I have got so many, like, I don't know. I've got a lot of emotions going on right now. Clearly, it was just crying tears of happiness, tears of joy. This is making me so happy. I'm going to buy her a little Barbie stand so she can stand up and be here in my office. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Look, she twists her hips. I love it. Oh, this was great. This was so good. Highly recommend. If you're holding on to something from your childhood and you haven't opened it for any kind of reason, unless it's worth, well, I mean, this was worth some money. But again, I knew I'm never going to sell it. So I'm so happy I did it. Just do it. Go open up your stuff. Get a stuffy from your childhood if you can, or a blankie or whatever that you've had. But look at this. This is my childhood right here. Oh my God, I'm going to cry again. Oh my gosh, so for real, I'm crying again. Okay, anyway, This was great. Clearly, I have some emotional childhood trauma issues. I mean, my childhood was great. I really did love my childhood. I did go through some traumatic events thanks to my sisters being crazy assholes. But, you know, this was great. This was so good. I love it. I need to clean her nose a little. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, thanks for listening to my podcast. But no, for real, this was so great. But yes, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for supporting me in the Galentine's fundraiser. I can't wait to catch you up on how everything goes in next week's episode. Thank you for being here with me and watching me cry and heal my inner child. Oh my God, I'm going to cry again. I can't. I'm going to like cry for like an hour after I turn off this camera. But thank you. Thanks so much. If you're holding on to anything from your childhood, I mean, maybe practice some of those things that I had talked about with healing your inner child. For sure, go see a therapist. Everyone should go to therapy. It's not even a question. Even if you don't think that you need therapy, there's just something that you can definitely get out of it. I truly feel that way, and I haven't even gone to a therapist yet, so I'll get there one of these days. But thank you so much for coming along with me on this little journey. This was like for real a journey in opening up this Saleha package. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry again. We're not crying. We're stopping. Breakfast Burrito Friday song for you one more time because I need a distraction. You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! Thank you so much. I love you. Until next time. Bye.